Wanted just to follow up on that. When we look at the something else that Jehoshaphat did in the verses that we didn't read, but starting at verse 7 and going downward, we see that Jehoshaphat brings in the Levites, then he brings in the priests, and then he brings in another group. And when the leading men, the Levites and the priests, and when you look at these men, they were to teach the word of God. And I think this is extremely important for us, that one of the things that he does is that he brings men, and specifically when you look up the meanings of these men's names, it's very, very instructive. Each one of these men are connected to Jehovah by name. And that long list, every one of them, their names are connected to Jehovah in one way or another. And this is very instructive for us. Let's just apply this for a minute in our local gatherings. When a brother gets up to minister the word, is he connected to Jehovah? The saints can tell. Is he connected to Jehovah? This is so important in our day today. And why is it important? Because if there's a crevice that's open, the enemy will find it. As he found it in Jehoshaphat, a man of God. And yet, the enemy found his weak point. And the enemy finds our weak point by experience. And we read three times that Jehoshaphat allies himself with the enemy. Once in marriage, once in business, and another in later on in chapter 22 as well. And so when we find these things, he found his weakness. And what's interesting about it is in verse 2 of chapter 18, it says there that he went down to visit Ahab in Samaria, and Ahab killed sheep and oxen in abundance for him and the people who were with him, and persuaded him to go down with him. And just two things there that we see in that verse. This word for killed, it's almost always, it's about 140 times in the Old Testament. And it's almost always used for sacrifice. For sacrifice. So here now we have the idea of compromise even in sacrifice. Then the second thing that we see in this verse, in verse 18, is it says he persuaded him. The word persuaded there means it has the idea of thorns pricking at you. This is how the enemy works in our lives. He just pricks a little at a time. In each one of our lives, to weaken us, just a little at a time, to persuade us to cave in, to compromise. It's not that big of a deal. Just give in a little. You can't be so legal. A little here and a little there. And the next thing we know, we've compromised. Sacrifice and compromise. What a challenge for us when we think of Jehoshaphat. When you read chapter 17, if it stopped there, it would be wonderful, right? Because he brought these men who are connected to God, and the word of God is preached, and as our brother said, the idols were removed. But we read in 1 Kings chapter 22 that the idols, there were some idols that weren't removed. He personally removed the idols from him, his own self, but the people's heart weren't changed. And perhaps they saw the compromise in Jehoshaphat, the weak link, the little chain where the enemy could get in. May the Lord help us and encourage us. If we recognize the weaknesses in our own heart, we've been talking about our hearts. If we recognize the weakness in our own heart, may we fall before the Lord and confess that before the Lord. Tell the Lord, this is my weak spot. I know this. And if I know it, the enemy knows it. Lord, I surrender it to you. I don't want this weak spot in my heart. I don't want this weak spot in my life. And the Lord will fortify us. The Lord will strengthen us. We think of David. We come back to that verse at the beginning where David, where Jehoshaphat followed in the ways of David. What about David? David had weak spots. Definitely. But what do we read about David? He was a man after God's own heart. Yeah. Confession. Before the Lord. Be an open book before the Lord. Tell the Lord, these are my weak spots. These are where the enemy is pricking me. And I need to be challenged. Lord, I want to surrender these weak areas of my life. I don't want to hold anything back. There's no room, no closet being kept back. Everything is open before you and exposed in your presence. May the Lord use this to speak to our hearts.